Wahnsinn, wie schnell das Jahr wieder vorbeigezogen ist. Fast wie die Elektrofahrzeuge und Plug-in-Hybride von Opel. Und noch was kommt angebraust. Bis zu 5.000 Euro mit der geplanten gesetzlichen Förderprämie für E-Mobilität 2026. So geht klimafreundlicheres Fahren. Lass dich unverbindlich und persönlich beraten. Alle Infos auf opel.de. Die Höhe und Verfügbarkeit der staatlichen Förderungen hängen von den jeweils gültigen Richtlinien ab. Ob und wie sie die Voraussetzungen erfüllen, wird im Einzelfall geprüft.
Hey Leute, hier ist Max Giesinger und ich habe mir gerade Harry Potter und das verwunschene Kind angeguckt. Was eine geile Show, könnte ich mir direkt nochmal reinziehen. Sichert euch jetzt Tickets unter harrypottertheater.de.
Bis Sommer 2026. Ein letztes Mal Magie.
Nur noch für kurze Zeit, also husch husch in den Warenkorb mit den Tickets.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, rocker Peter Frampton. He's coming up right after this.
Looking to buy a new car, but the looking part is getting old hat? Well, maybe you need to try shopping at Bob Bile Motors. Bob Bile Motors.
Hi, looking for a new car? Well, look no further. Just stop into Bob Bile Motors and I'll show you my t-. You heard right. You get to see my t- just by stopping at Bob Bile Motors.
That, my friends, is the Bob Bile difference.
The Bob Bile difference.
And that's not all. Take a test drive and I'll also let you see my t-.
That's Bob Bile Motors.
And hey, guys, during Bob Bile's Celebration Bonanza Days, if you buy a car from Bob Bile Motors, no. I'll not only show you my and my, I'll let you in the, and after that, I'll your in the.
Is that even possible? It is at Bob Bile Motors. Bob Bile Motors. Why the hell shop anywhere else?
Due to pending litigation, Bob Bile Motors is suspending free hot dog Fridays.
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
And we're getting hooked up with a very special guest. And he is, there he is on the big screen. Hey, Peter.
Hi.
Hey, it's Peter Frampton. And lean your head down, Peter. Is that a is that an official Peter Frampton cap? What does that say?
No, it's actually Blackberry Farm.
Oh, wow. Oh,
Tom's been there.
I've been there a couple times. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's killer, isn't it?
Yeah. Mr. Frampton, are you calling us from Tennessee?
Yes, I am calling you from Nashville.
All right. And you're going back in the road. Tell us the story.
Well, as you know, we all got shut down with COVID. And we were supposed to go in 2020 after the finale tour here in the U.S. and Canada. We were supposed to go to Europe in May of 2020 and didn't happen, obviously, because we were all shut down. But we did manage to go there last November. They dangled the tour in front of me and I said, well, let me check the old fingers. And so far, there they go again. So far, so good. So and then we came back and within a month we did another TV show with an invited audience here in Nashville for Sky Arts over in England, UK. And I'm still, you know, there they come, you know. So anyway, I decided that, look, I'm not going to sit home this summer. If I'm still playing guitar, you know, and enjoying it, that's the main thing. So I just decided to, if we can make it a little easier the way we tour, so it's not like 3 months straight. It's 2 months. It's 2 weeks every month, basically, for 3 months. So I think I'm going to be able to manage it.
And you're referencing your fingers. You have a medical issue that has been sort of creeping and crawling. And
what's, yes.
How's that going? If you're feeling great?
It's going fine, thank you.
Has it affected your playing at all?
If I said no, that's a lie. But supposedly my band can't tell the difference, which worries me. But you know, I know they're just lying to the boss, you know. So I'm still able to play pretty damn well. I'm very pleased. So I'm looking forward to getting, there's nothing like it for me to get out there. And even though I will be seated this time, we started that on the European tour. Because, you know, doing a solo, I get so excited, I just, like, wobble off. You know? Oh, he's down. He's down. He's wobbled. So anyway, I just decided that let's get the old crew back. Well, I told everybody I quit, you know, so the band and everybody. So luckily, we've got the band back. Some of the crew members couldn't come back, even though they wanted to, because you said you'd quit. And so they've gone off to do other things. But we've got a great new crew. And I just think of this tour as the bonus tour. I never thought this would ever happen. So I'm so thrilled and pleased that I'm going out there. And we're gonna dig up some deep cuts that we haven't played maybe for a long time or even ever. So we're rehearsing for quite a bit to kind of do stuff, just try stuff that I've never done before.
We're speaking with a great Peter Frampton. Peter, are you going to do any Humble Pie stuff?
Oh, I'm sure we will. Yes, definitely.
Okay,
great.
When it comes to songwriting, with the different situation with your hands, has this made you write in a different way? Are you sitting at a piano or with a bass, or do you?
No, I write with acoustic, electric, you know, a piano, and I have written with bass as well. Yeah, but no, that hasn't really changed. So you know, my writing and in fact. What I've been working on for the last couple of years is, and still working on it, is a brand new, all my songs, you know, no co-writes, just this is the way I used to write in 1970, you know. So and we have these three reissued vinyls that are coming out, Wind of Change, Frampton's Camel, and the Frampton album are the first three. And they are being reissued very soon. And boy, do they sound good on vinyl. Oh, my goodness. Just anything sounds good on vinyl.
Yeah. Now, do you have a record player at your house?
I do. Is that? Yeah, I had got rid of mine years ago, obviously. And then I've had one for the last, you know, 6, 7, 8 years now. And I just love it. You know, get out these albums that I brought from England. You know, I have, not only do I have the week of release of the original mono Sergeant Pepper, but I have the stereo one too, which was released not as popular because the Beatles didn't really want to be dealing with anything stereo, so they let somebody else do it, but virtually, and. But those things like that, you know, really early records that, you know, I could probably sell those for quite a bit, actually.
Peter,
why don't you let me take a look at those?
Peter, Chick McGee, and I, we always have to bring this up when we're talking to you. You've obviously released.
No, here's the thing I need to tell Peter. Last time I saw him, and it wasn't long ago, like 2 years ago, you played, and I was hoping you would. My favorite song, everybody has a favorite song off Comes Alive, but mine is I'll Give You Money, and you've tore into that and you did not disappoint, sir. And
well,
I want to tell people, when he says he has, you know, and he's off, remember where he's starting from.
Yeah.
Before he says, well, I'm a little off. That's why your band can't tell. It's, you know, from yeah, super duper you. Amazing to super amazing.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
One
yeah.
duper missing.
One duper. He's off a duper.
I'm off a duper.
Going online without ExpressVPN is like driving without car insurance. You might be a great driver, but with all the crazy people on the road these days, why would you take the risk?
Here's why you need ExpressVPN. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network in cafes, hotels, airports, etc., your online data is not secure.
any hacker on the same network can gain access to and steal your personal data. It doesn't take much technical knowledge to hack someone. That is why you need ExpressVPN.
Your data is valuable. Hackers can make up to $1,000 per person selling personal info on the dark web. ExpressVPN stops hackers from stealing your data by creating a secure, encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet.
One of our staff members signed up for ExpressVPN because they had an identity theft scare when they were shopping online. Their kids were accessing the internet, and they wanted to be cautious about their privacy.
ExpressVPN plans start at just $3.49 a month. That's 12 cents a day. It would take a hacker with a supercomputer over a billion years to get past ExpressVPN's encryption. And ExpressVPN works on all devices, phones, laptops, tablets, and more. So you can stay secure on the go. Secure your online data today by visiting expressvpn.com/Bob and Tom. That's expressvpn.com/Bob and Tom. Find out how you can get up to 4 extra months. ExpressVPN.com/Bob and Tom.
So klingt Weihnachten bei Rewe. Jetzt festlich sparen bei deinem Weihnachtseinkauf. Diese Woche bei Rewe. Frische Netzsekt, verschiedene Sorten, je 0,75 Liter Flasche nur 3,49 Euro. Und außerdem Emira Klettscheiben, Natur, je 200 Gramm Packung nur 2,22 Euro. Frohe Weihnachten. Festlich sparen bei Rewe. Dein Markt.
Geschenke, mit denen niemand rechnet. Bis zum 26.12. in deiner Rewe-App. Einfach täglich öffnen und Coupons und Gewinnchancen sichern.
Rewe, dein Markt.
We always ask Peter about the, because we're talking about vinyl records, and then you have released, some of your albums are available. Think about the number of formats. You've got 8-track, cassette, CD.
Had them all.
Whatever, quadraphonic.
I did not have the quad comes alive.
I remember at one point years ago, we were talking to Mr. Frampton, and he said, I had to release this one because I've got to send another kid to college. It was some enhanced stereo. But we all remember when you would listen on an 8-track.
Oh, yeah.
To Frampton comes alive, where it would clunk in the middle of the song.
Yeah. Do you clunk like I do? That would be the one it would do it in, too.
And I graduated high school in 76, so this was, feel like we do? We lost our minds. And my 8-track had broken right at the end of when they come back and Do You Feel Like We Do? And you're... So I had to edit that back together, and it was not very good. But then, of course, I made a little money, and I got a couple other different formats. So yeah. We're okay now.
Do you think you'll do the Ray Charles classic, I Don't Need No Doctor?
I think that's very high. That's high on the list, yes.
And that's one of my favorite stories in your book. I should point out that Peter Frampton has a wonderful, wonderful autobiography. And the story of that particular song is just terrific, and how you guys were on stage and Steve Marriott walked in the back of the hall and the whole thing happened. Just a terrific, terrific piece. I highly recommend the book, and it's also available as a book on tape. Peter had to be locked into a studio for weeks to keep reading.
10 hours a day for 3 months.
Hey, Peter. Josh here. I've always wondered, I'm part of Generation X, and so there must have been a resurgence for Frampton Comes Alive after the movie Reality Bites, when Ben Stiller claims that album changed his life, and there's a whole scene that kind of revolves around it. Were you aware that he was going to be doing that in the movie before it came out, or...?
I did know that before it came out, I did know that they were using Baby I Love Your Way. First off, they were using it as in the car scene, it's my version, comes on the radio. But then somebody else, I forget who it is, it actually sings it as well. but the producer of the soundtrack came to me before it came out and said, would you be interested in redoing Baby I Love You? It's already in one scene, the way your version. Would you like to do another version, reggae? And I said, no.
No.
So
good answer.
So I said, I've done it standing on my head. I've done it, you know. In the bathroom, I've done it, you name it. I've done it everywhere in every different way. I said, I'll leave it as I'm done with Baby I Love You. And so he said, well, that's good. I said, what? And no, he said, well, okay then, because I do have this band called Big Mountain that they want to do a reggae version of it. I said, be my guest. Mm-hmm. And lo and behold, that became a number one hit around the world. So I was sort of, I was happy.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. Once again, we're speaking with the recording artist and performance artist, Mr. Peter Frampton, back on tour. Lots of great dates coming up this summer. Peter, there's a great story, and I'm not going to ask you to waste your time telling it, about your guitar and the famous guitar that appears on the cover of Frampton Comes Alive and the recovery of the guitar. Are you taking that out on tour still?
Yes. Well, people say to me, "Ooh, you got it back after 32 years. Are you sure you're going to leave that at home?" I said, "It survived an air crash."
Yeah, right.
I think no. It sounds so good, and it's like putting an old pair of gloves on and that fit, and you know, and it's. I would be remiss if I didn't bring it. You know, I would miss it myself, you know, but I know that the fans out there love to see it when I bring it out because it's got such a great story. And, you know, it still looks pretty much the same on that it did on the album cover. Me, on the other hand, you know, I'm a little different.
You look better than ever.
You look great.
Thank you, Chrissy.
Are you taking Bigsby on the road with you?
Oh, Bigsby.
Yeah.
No, I'm not taking him on the road. He's almost, hold on one sec.
He's
don't go anywhere.
Now, isn't he?
Still talking.
Yeah.
Still
okay.
This must be
we
Big
got,
B.
We got puppies at the same
this dog.
Time.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we've always
well, been. I hope it's not a child.
Yeah, no.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah. He has his own hat.
Bigsby.
That's great. Yes. The true vibrato.
Yes. That's who the
puppies anyway, I don't know what I'm wearing here. I've got so many hats.
So, you're like a race
it's
car
like the
driver.
End of a NASCAR race.
But anyway, no, Bigsby's going to come. He's still training. I go see him, you know, every couple of weeks, 10 days, a couple of weeks up at the farm where he's training. But he's going to be my service dog. And I can't wait. He's going to move in probably when I get back off this tour.
Oh,
that's
great.
When we're gonna get together.
All right. Peter Frampton, once again, on the road again with the band. Are you going to do, I hope, some of the instrumentals?
I'm sure we will. Yes, yes. We have a mammoth list to go through. And so, yes, definitely.
And then is your singing voice as great as ever?
I don't know. I've just tried.
Yes, I'm only asking because of the constant.
It's a little late to get this kind of feedback.
The constant throat clearing. I'm only asking for a friend.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'll try and. Yeah, I'll be fine.
Okay. You go into some detail in your book about the medical treatment that you've been receiving. Obviously, it must be working pretty well.
Well. Thereby lies the tale. I mean, no, it's not. There is no cure. The only thing that you can do for IBM at this particular moment, we are. I have my fund at Johns Hopkins is we raised lots of money. Thank you, everybody, for trials, drug trials, and so we're looking at one coming up. And I always try those, obviously. So far, there's nothing there. But the best thing that I can do, and anyone with IBM, is, and this is the same for Parkinson's, is to exercise every day, if you can. And so I work out 6 days a week. I take Sunday off. And it really helps. It's going to keep me upright.
All right, good.
Yes.
Last question, Peter. Any weird covers you're thinking of doing of songs that aren't yours?
No. I can't really. I could do. Why don't I do one of Weird Al's weird covers, but do it my way?
Yes.
Yeah, take it back. Yes. Or you could do a cover of that Big Mountain hit from the 90s.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I love the part where it goes, key change.
Okay, I lied. I've got one more question. Are you guys still doing sound checks live, or is it all being done with computers? And
No. Well, they can. They have. We tape most bands. I think have a little Pro Tools rig, monitor, or out front, and they tape every night. So we've got every night is available to choose numbers for to release, obviously. But what they do is they use night before, and they'll play it back through the system to set the system. So we don't have to go there for that anymore. But we do sound checks probably for the first, I don't know, 4 or 5 shows. And then if everything's going well, we much prefer to not do a sound check and just the first time we play, because our crew's so good, the first time we walk on stage is the first time we play during that day, you know.
Yeah. If you do a sound check, do you screw up your own lyrics?
Not just the sound check.
I think what Tom is asking is, do you have any naughty lyrics for your song?
Oh, no. Yeah. It's usually like, I love that one.
Yeah. That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars. This time, Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.